Some have heard our cry. We need more. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 7789.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Christmeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be your views, because it's Open Line Wednesday, and we'd love to hear from you. And we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Would you like to talk about what's going on, certainly, in China? Would you like to talk about what's going on in the Near East, in the Ukraine, or certainly over there, certainly with Israel and Syria, or certainly with Israel and Iran? Would you like to talk about vaccines and why suddenly they're destroying the life of so many of our young people by giving them vaccines that really, if you look at the risk-benefit ratio, why suddenly there's a lot more risk than there is benefit? And basically, of course, what they never tell you is that the incidence of the diseases was dropping dramatically before the vaccines came along. And suddenly, the problem is not it was the death from the vaccine, certainly. We don't see the epidemics of measles sweeping across our country, although we still see some cases of measles, and we often see it in the children who are vaccinated. But all of the complications that develop for those children, and this whole new realm of disease, of autoimmune disease. I mean, an epidemic of asthma in the children that take the vaccines, and suddenly the rashes and all of the intestinal diseases they get because of autoimmune diseases taking the vaccines. Would you like to talk about that? What would you like to talk about? It's Open Lines. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. An Open Line Wednesday really requires you to call in. So our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And there's so many things going on. We could talk about the coming economic collapse. It's only a matter of time. I mean, there's no instance in all history where a nation has gone onto a fiat money system, where eventually, of course, the system has not gone on to a financial collapse, and can't be too far from it. I don't know when it's going to happen. Is it a matter of weeks, months, years? Only the elite who are running things know, but they're running out of various options. I would love, of course, to have you call. Well, we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And let's go to Herman. Hi, Herman. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, regarding the Malaysian flight that disappeared. I recently read on Jim Stone's website, he has all the various theories listed, and one of the latest is that America was sending back some of its equipment from Afghanistan, including the command unit for its drones, and it was on trucks guarded by special forces. They were overtaken and killed, and these items were hijacked. They eventually ended up in Malaysia. They were put on 6 crates, and they were supposedly going to be sent to China. And this is why the flight disappeared, because in no way was the U.S. going to allow this to get over into Chinese hands. So, but again, where's the proof? I mean, there's other theories are that it was taken to Diego Garcia, and Philip Wood, the IBM employee, was able to get a call out. So it's just all very confusing.
Well, I think, Herman, what we have to understand is how they play games with our minds. And basically, they give us so many conflicting stories. We don't know what to believe. Now they're telling us, because they can hear the pings from the black boxes, and they're tracking them. And supposedly, this plane may be down at 2 or 3 miles in the sea. Who knows what's going on? But I will tell you one thing. The way this is being handled, they are intentionally trying to confuse the American people. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines. Give us a call. We'd love to know what you'd like to talk about. We'll be back in just a moment. 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford. That's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. And ask about Garlazyme.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here. It's Open Line Wednesday, and we rely upon you out there in the listening audience to give us a call so we'll have something to talk about. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And whatever you'd like to talk about, we'll be glad to talk about. We have Herman on the line from Carmel, and he was simply talking about this recent story on one of the websites that suddenly this had to do with some material that our government didn't want to get into the hands of the Chinese communists. And so that's why the plane was destroyed. And basically, there's so many conflicting stories out there that are designed to really confuse us. And when you understand the media in America, really throughout the world, but here in America, specifically controlled by six mega corporations, that is AOL, Time Warner, Bertelsmann, of Viacom that controls CBS, Disney that controls ABC, certainly Comcast and Murdoch, which controls the London Times and the Wall Street Journal and Fox and dozens of other media outlets in America and throughout the world. When you understand that the media is tightly controlled, 90% of the media in the United States is controlled by six major corporations. Those six that I just mentioned are five or six. Understand that this is why we're not getting the information. Basically, they mold our minds. They determine what we think and believe. And you see this beautifully with this, certainly this airplane disappearance, because they put out all of the conflicting stories. We don't know what to believe, Herman. We really don't. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. But unless you understand the media is controlled, it's very difficult to begin to interpret all of the conflicting stories they give us. But they give us the conflicting stories simply to confuse us, so we can't see the forest for the trees. Go right ahead.
Yes. Also, I'd like to recommend listeners to Stephen M. Collins' website, and he posts an April 6th article entitled Israel and India to Build Joint Missile Defense System. Israel and India have joined forces to build a ballistic missile defense system for India to shoot down Pakistani and Chinese missiles. Israeli technology will aid construction of the Indian defense system, but any secrets learned in the program will surely be shared by both nations. India has a great need for a quick-response missile defense system because Pakistan and China are so close to India. And anyways, he talks about India being drawn closer to the West by sheer necessity, increasingly threatened by militarized China. And anyhow, it's a very interesting article. I haven't seen anything about this in the normal media.
I haven't either. Of course, people really don't talk very much about the potential conflict between India and Pakistan, the fact that we actually have helped both India and Pakistan to get nuclear weapons. Why would we do that? I mean, basically, there's a great deal of evidence that we actually, the Pakistanis got their nuclear weapons with the full help and support of people here in America. And it is simply, I believe, part of a population control agenda. There is going to be a massive nuclear war over there. And of course, if you believe the scriptures to be accurate, as I do, why they're talking suddenly about killing off initially a quarter of the world's population. And after they've killed the first quarter of the world's population, if you read the Revelation, you find out then they kill another third of the world's population. Now, either suddenly the Bible is relevant or it's not. Either the Bible is accurate or it's not. We can look at things from a geopolitical point of view when you try to make sense out of them, and they don't make sense. But if you understand that it is all manipulated and created, a great deal of it makes sense. For instance, let's take a look at, for instance, what's going on between Israel and Syria. Now, suddenly, Syria and Israel lived very close to one another, but Assad didn't do a great deal to harm Israel, and Israel didn't do a great deal to harm Assad, and they lived together certainly comfortably. And then, of course, why the United States steps in and begins financing the people, this radical Islamic movement that was going to overthrow Assad. We bring in radical Islamists. We recruit them from all over the world. We recruit them here in the United States. We recruit them from Europe. We recruit them all the Near East and the Middle East. And we take them and we train these radical Islamists and we finance them and we arm them. And then we send them in to overthrow Assad. In the meantime, they kill suddenly 150,000 civilians there, and there are millions of people who have lost their homes living in concentration camps, because this is America. American foreign policy. We don't tell the American people that. But if you read and you study that area, you find this is what's happening. But what really is so incredible is that basically these radical Islamists who are fighting to overthrow Assad in Syria have already said they're going to destroy Israel. And so who is Israel backing? They're backing the people who say that they're going to destroy them. Israel is following through with America's foreign policy and backing these radical Islamists who claim that they're going to destroy Israel. How do you make any sense out of that, Herman?
I can't.
And there's
unless
so much
there's a different plan afoot.
Well, the thing is, ladies and gentlemen, that everything is confusing. And unless you understand that nothing is as it appears to be, and you try to make any sense out of it, if you stop and you think. Now, they want us to think. They want to entertain us to death with television and with motion pictures and suddenly with all sorts of diversions with sports. Everything to keep the American people from stopping and looking at what's going on and trying to make any sense out of what's going on. Only when you understand that there is this subversive movement there that permeates every aspect of America's foreign and domestic policy, that Israel does exactly what it's told to, because Netanyahu was a furniture salesman before he was picked up by the establishment and put into a key position in Israel. And Netanyahu is certainly carrying out his instructions that come from Washington, D.C. Now, they're going to try to get you to think that, certainly Israel is controlling Washington, D.C., and nothing could be further from the truth. But they don't want the American people to understand what's going on. And we're going to use Israel. There are people in the highest levels of our government that want to destroy Israel. But I think that God has a plan, and I do believe God is going to protect Israel for his purposes. And I think what we're seeing over there is the playing out of God's plan. I think, of course, we have the communists have a plan. People in Washington, D.C., the Brotherhood of Darkness has a plan. But God has a plan, too. And I think we're seeing them all playing out. And when we see all these conflicting things, all this confusion, why, underneath it all is a well-organized plan to carry out God's prophecies. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines, and we're looking forward to hearing from you. We'd like to know what you think, if you agree, you disagree. Maybe you'd like to talk about what's happening financially, or maybe you'd like to talk about something that we haven't even mentioned this evening. There's so many subjects, so many things going on that really are detrimental. But did you have another question or comment, Herman, before we let you go?
Well, I saw in a YouTube video that a friend forwarded to me, and it's regarding the World Trade Tower that's being completed or may have already been completed in New York City. And it's kind of an odd structure, the shape of it. It looks like the face of it, which of course is glass, has a pyramid going up and a pyramid going down. And then on the very top is this tower that I guess is going to be used for broadcasting, but it looks eerily like a minaret. And this, the man goes into an hour-long dissertation showing how it actually is a symbolism. It's a minaret. And if you remember, I don't know, some months ago or a year ago, they said they wanted to build a mosque at Ground Zero, and people got all up in arms. Well, if you look at the memorial at the base of the One World Trade Center, it's a very odd thing. It's a square with water going off of each side. And then in the middle, there's a square hole. And he points out, if you turn that upside down, it's exactly a replica of the black Kabbalah stone in Mecca. It's unbelievably that it looks the same. But people might want to look that up on the Internet.
All right, fine. Well, thank you very much, Herman. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Here in the Central Coast of California, of course, it's open line Wednesdays. And so we'd like to have you call in. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But basically, what happened at the Twin Towers, those Twin Towers did not come down because they were hit by planes. They were simply controlled demolition. And if you have any question, that's certainly what happened. What happened as far as the Twin Towers are concerned. Go up on the Internet and type in certainly Building 7 and watch Building 7 come down. And if you watch Building 7 come down, you'll see. And basically, you have to ask yourself why they had all those cameras tuned in and certainly focused in on Building 7 at 5:20 in the afternoon. There was no time to set up the cameras, but they were there. They were focused on the building. And what happened is somebody has an explosion. They take out the center supports of Building 7, and you see the center of the roof cave in. Why would the center of the roof cave in? Because they took out the central supports. And you do that so the walls will fall in. And then, of course, after they've taken out the central supports, they take out the base of the building. It is a controlled demolition. We have other pictures. You get some other things we have, certainly put out by the people who study this, and showing other controlled demolition. And if Building 7 was a controlled demolition, then the Twin Towers were a controlled demolition. They simply killed those people. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open lines. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. We'll be back in just a moment.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime. And many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We have Joe calling from New Jersey, talking about the crisis situation that is existing in Utah. And of course, if you, unless you listen to alternative media or get on the internet, you wouldn't know about it, but there's an armed standoff. The Bureau of Land Management sent about 200 heavily armed Sydney personnel to an area suddenly adjacent to a ranch back there. This ranch has been there for at least 100-150 years, and basically they've raised their cattle on suddenly public land, and it's always been allowed. There's been no problem about it, but the government doesn't want those cattle on the public land. They've told them to get off. The family that's involved has been fighting for 20 years. They've won repeatedly in court, pointing out that what the federal government's trying to do is illegal, so they've decided simply to ignore the law. They sent in that 200 heavily armed, militarized, I said, the Bureau of Land Management people. They've seized the cattle, they've roughed up the family, and basically, of course, they don't have a leg to stand on, but they have the weapons, and suddenly the governor, apparently, of Utah has told the government to back down, and it's very interesting. Alex is covering this very well. We haven't covered it, but suddenly I think people can go to Alex and get the rest of the information. Anything else you want to say, Joe, before we let you go?
Well, the only way they can get the rest of the information of this show, well, he'll probably have a written report that they could access and then read about it, but I was hearing it verbally. Here's the other thing. The fellow's name is Calvin Bundy. That's his name. That's the rancher's name. And the way I understand it, his family generations goes by. I think back to 1870-something, Dr. Stan.
Over 100 years, anyway, that they've been using this land, and now the government doesn't want them to use it. So basically, it's one of those tragic situations. But basically, of course, we're moving towards a fascist society where a bureaucracy makes the decisions. And anybody of our listeners, give that name out. People can certainly go onto their website, onto their website, and get his name. Did you say it was Bundy?
Yes, Calvin Bundy is his name, and there's Calvin. A little YouTube. Okay. Calvin Bundy, and there's a little YouTube that you could access. It's not much of a explanation. Well, anyway, the YouTube is, let me see here. I wrote it down. It's,
anyway, I'm going to have to let people go ahead. And
okay,
go ahead. We're
going
to have to let you go because we've got other callers.
All right, go ahead.
Bye-bye. Telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open lines. We want to hear from you. Anything you want to talk about, but right now we have Joel calling from the state of Washington. Hi, Joel. How are we doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. If you're out there in the listening audience, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And what would you like to talk about tonight?
Just to follow up really quick on what he had just brought up, to get us to see Alex Jones, you can go to prisonplanet.org or infowars.com. Those both are really knowledgeable. I don't know if anybody's seen on YouTube, there's a video called The Birth Must Come, and it's talking about how they're going to blow up the Hoover Dam. It's really interesting. Have you seen that? It's a pretty interesting movie. It's about 16 minutes long, talking about how they're going to blow up the dam, and it's got all kinds of symbolism, and the commercials they showed during the Super Bowl, especially the Budweiser one, were showing what's going to happen, basically, of that hidden meaning behind it. And if people haven't seen that, I just wanted to say people should get on YouTube and look at it. It's called The Birth Must Come.
Well, of course, now we don't know that they're going to blow up the Hoover Dam. They put up a lot of false information. I don't know anything about that. Do you know for certain they're going to blow up the Hoover Dam?
I mean, if you see that video on YouTube, it's called The Birth Must Come, you'll think, God, that's got to be what it's going to be. And it's symbolic to the water breaking and them bringing in their new world order and their new society. On the front of the Hoover Dam, it said they died so the desert could bloom. Well, people did die building the Hoover Dam, but you see the picture of the person, just the whole thing behind it. You'd have to see the movie. I'm not real good at explaining it, but it's fascinating. I see them doing that.
Well, I think a lot of fascinating things, and maybe it's true and maybe it's not, but I'm not going to go on the television, find me on radio and say it's going to happen when I don't know it's going to happen.
Oh, no, I'm just saying, I mean, if people saw that, it's shocking. I could almost see him taking this Malaysian airliner, putting it full of nukes and flying that into the thing. And then blame it on terrorists. I think that's
the... There are lots of things going on out there. They're really terrible. There's no question in my mind. They've killed 150,000 people in Syria. Does anybody really care here in America that suddenly this is American money that's killed all those people? But then, of course, when you understand that we financed the Germans all during World War II, 60 million people died in a totally phony war that was fought so we could get the United Nations and a world government... this sort of thing goes on all the time. Do you have anything else you want to say, or shall we let you go?
That's it. Just God bless you and keep up the good work.
We'll do it. And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Give us a call.
While the storm
Hi, this is Joyce Wiley. And most of you now know why so many people agree that miracle itself really is a miracle. Miracle Two products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford. That's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient from a garlic clove, when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. And ask about Garlazyme.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and because it's open lines on Wednesday, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And we have Bruce calling from Duran, Michigan. Hi, Bruce. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I've been hearing about this Bureau of Land Management oppression there. I think it's in Nevada. Mr. Bundy.
Yes. Oh, I think it's Utah, but I could be mistaken.
Well, I've been hearing Nevada all day. I heard the Butch Baugh talking about it.
Okay, could very well be. You may very well be correct. Well, go ahead.
Even more than Butch Baugh and the rest of you nuts. Excuse the term. You're not nuts, but what the mainstream would call nuts. Even more important than that, I heard it on Mark Levin this evening. And Mark Levin, you know, he's kind of up there, you know, with Limbaugh and those kind of guys. He was talking about this standoff. So here's my question. You're not a nut. I'm not a nut. You know, but the major, you know, the establishment thinks we are. Are they setting up another mid-April sacrifice, you know, like they have in the past? And that's the, here's the bottom line question. Have you ever studied the pagan festival of, I believe it's called Samhain, S-A-H-W-E-I-N. It leads up to Beltane, which is the night before May Day.
I don't know anything about it. Maybe you could tell us if you'd like.
I don't know. I remember when I was unemployed back in the 80s. I remember I read a lot of stuff in a library. And one book was talking about witches' holidays. They all seem to follow the month after the beginning of season. So the season would begin in late March, late December, late June, September. So their holidays would be about a month later, which would be October. That would be Halloween. And they'd have late January. I'm not sure what that is, but it does have a name. And the one that's in the month after the beginning of spring would be Beltane, which I believe is the 30th of April, the day before May Day. But there is a holiday, which I'm not sure it has a pinned down date. It's like from the 15th to the 21st, called Samhain, S-A-H-W-E-I-N. You might want to ask Billy Crone or somebody the next time they're on there. I wonder, is there something about that? Now, it doesn't apply to all the other nations of the world. It seems to only be like, you know, the Celts, you know, the Saxons. They're not the Saxons, but yeah, the Saxons and Celtic people, our people in this country, they have a kind of an occultic holiday. And I wonder if there are sacrifices set up at this time of year, and if that's what's being set up down there in Mr. Bundy's ranch. Are they getting ready to kill him? Actually, I heard that as many as 100 armed militiamen were down there.
I heard there were 200 militiamen, but 100 or 200, really, the whole thing is so ridiculous. It's a staged incident. I don't know what it's all about, Sidney.
There's a lot, but they don't all have arms. I just wonder, what do you think about that? Is there some kind of occultic sacrifice that they set up every mid to late May, either the sinking of the Titanic or the starting of the Civil War, you know, mustering troops? It all happened during that time. From, I believe, Fort Sumter was fired on the 9th or 10th, and they all declared secession and mustered for like the next week. And the battle started there by the end of late April. The Spanish-American War started around that time also.
Well, Bruce, I think you have to understand we live in two worlds. We live in the real physical world, and then we live in a mystical world. Until people understand that you cannot understand so many of the things happening in the physical world unless you understand that there is an invisible world, there's a mystical world, there's a spiritual world, there's an intangible world out there. And basically, of course, many of the things we see in the physical world are simply a reflection of this spiritual battle between good and evil that's being waged in the other dimension. It is the only explanation that I can give you.
Well, that's how Waco happened. Remember, Waco went on for months and months, it seemed like, and then within about a week, it just got out of control, and they burned them all alive within a couple of days. And you wonder, are they setting something up again?
We just don't know. We're just going to have to wait and see.
Be something to ask Billy Crone. I don't care about witches. They're a bunch of idiots. far as I'm concerned. Pagans are fools.
But you remember, behind them are powerful spiritual forces. Yeah. Yes, they may be pagans. They may be stupid. Suddenly they're being manipulated. They're going to spend eternity in hell, unless, of course, they come to salvation. There is a spiritual battle going on, which you recognize, and there are lots of things that go on that doesn't make sense unless you recognize this spiritual battle, which is taking place.
Well, that was my question. I just wanted to let you know that other people calling in about this, we're not all nutty, because when someone of the caliber of Mark Levin, you know, devotes 15 to 20 minutes on his program about what's going on down there, it's starting to attract some, you know, more mainstream attention.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out, and I feel very, very sorry for the Bundys, and I just hope that they suddenly do not get suddenly badly injured, or I hope that they don't do anything that would give them the justification to move in and kill them, because there really are evil people working for government who want to kill large numbers of people, these same sort of people who funded the Nazis both before and during World War II, and then helped Hitler and his Nazi henchmen escape. Anything else you wanted to say before we let you go, Bruce?
Okay, yeah, they get off on blood sacrifice, even though it doesn't seem like it's a sacrifice to the rest of us watching. They know that it is a blood sacrifice.
Right.
God bless.
God bless. Thank you, Bruce. And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines. And basically, we have one caller. That's Barbara from the Aptos. And a telephone number, 888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And hi, Barbara. How are we doing?
Doing fine. Thank you. Bruce is right. This incident is taking place in northern Nevada.
Oh, it is Nevada.
Nevada.
Fine. Thank you for clarifying that.
We just got back from Nevada, and it was all over the news down there as to what was going on. And apparently this man has had a falling out with the state for many years. Now, he has had his ranch there for probably upwards of 100 years, the family. But somewhere along the line, years ago, they had some kind of a falling out but there are other ranchers actually who have their cattle on this land as well, but they are paying fees. And because of this falling out, where he has refused to pay the fees, so there is more going on to this story than we're really being told. And I know that they had, before I left there, they had gone in and rounded up a lot of the cattle. They had put them in a safe area. And they were showing pictures of where they were. And so I really just would like people to stop and think about this and look for other aspects of it, because there is more to this than is just being put out on the air. I mean, there has been an ongoing issue for multiple years on this.
I think this is going on for about 20 years. But
something
now,
like
I
that.
Did not understand that there were other people using the land, and suddenly they were not being put upon as long as they paid a fee.
Right, and I think I'm not too sure that they had as many head of cattle, because he has like upwards of 500 head of cattle on there, and I'm not too sure about these other ranchers, but apparently they are paying a fee to the state to allow their cattle to be there.
Are they paying it to the state or the federal government?
I honestly don't know. I can't tell you that for sure. But they are, you know, they have been paying the fees for some reason. Whatever the falling out was many years ago, he has refused to pay any of the fees. And so they have finally just said, we've had enough. Now, you know, so I just would like people to really stop and not just take everything for granted that they're hearing on some of these radio programs, because there are more issues involved than is just what is being said. Because we watched this every single night as it was building up to the point where they started removing the cattle. Now, whatever the issue was with the family, you know, that I think happened probably after I left, which was just, you know, a day or so ago.
Right. Well, thank you so much for calling. And basically, the thing is, it's so interesting that I haven't read this in the major newspapers, but I did certainly see it on the Internet. I was fascinated by it, and I do appreciate so much your calling in to clarify that.
Well, it was just the fact that, you know, as I say, I was there watching the news every night, or, you know, 2 or 3 times a night, and, you know, there is more to this than just what is really being put out there. And so I would encourage people to really look deeply into the situation as to what is really happening. I'm not saying, you know, who is right and who is wrong, but I know that there was an issue that's been going on for many years, and this isn't something just that came up recently at all.
Okay, fine. Well, under any circumstances, apparently there are 100 or 200 varying figures of federal personnel, bureaucrats now are with their suddenly automatic weapons and their bulletproof vests. And yeah. Basically, of course, you cannot fight the federal government. Suddenly, you should settle these things in court.
Well, these people did come in, I believe, in that way to remove the cattle from the land
right.
when they came in, which was, you know, I suppose they didn't know what was, you know, what they were to be, you know, they could expect when they got there. But just kind of take a deep breath and watch and see what really happens and what is really gone on, because there is more than one side to the story.
Well, we will try to get the both sides of the story and bring it to our guests. And thank you so very much
okay.
for calling.
You're welcome.
Okay, fine. Now that was Barbara calling. We've got Dan calling from Spokane. Our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's open line Wednesday. Dan, does he have a question or comment?
Yeah, hi there, Dr. Stan. This is Dan from Spokane.
So good to have you, Dan. Do you have a question or comment?
Good. My question was, I was planning to go to medical school. I was particularly looking at nursing school. And earlier today, you guys were talking about vaccines. And I was wondering if you could reiterate a little bit more about why vaccines are bad or what makes them dangerous.
Well, basically, they're dangerous for a number of reasons. Number one is certainly they put in aluminum and mercury, and there's no safe doses of mercury and aluminum. And certainly, as we had Mary Taco on our program yesterday in the afternoon, you can get that on our website, my interview with her. But I think the upper limit of aluminum is like 20 micrograms. And certainly our children, by the time they're 18 months of age, are getting 250 micrograms of aluminum, toxic amounts of that. And the same thing is true with the thimerosal, which is mercury. And so basically, it's the other things they put in the vaccines, number one. And then there's another element of how the vaccines work. And basically, they alter the immune response. Now, ordinarily, the body is made to encounter diseases, bacteria, viruses, to develop an immune system, immunity to them. And it's either through gastrointestinal tract, by respiratory means. But many of the vaccines are administered intramuscularly. So you actually change the way that the body responds. And as a result of this, while you see a dramatic increase in the incidence of asthma, so that and now don't hold me to the exact figures, but I think it's something like either 1 in every 8 or 1 in 11 children who take the vaccines will develop asthma, and anywhere about almost a similar number will develop other types of intestinal or arthritic autoimmune diseases. And basically, by altering the autoimmune system, you alter the child's life. And these children then are crippled for the rest of their life because of this autoimmune disease. And vaccines will do that.
Okay.
Those are two of the major reasons. And then they're giving them so many vaccines. And basically, by the time you get to be 18 years old, you've had 50 or 60 different vaccines, shots. And basically, they have altered your whole method of growing up, your whole structure of your society, pardon me, of your physiology. And basically, if you compare the children in our society who take the vaccine, vaccines and those who do not take the vaccines. Those who do not take the vaccines are far healthier. Now, certainly at one time, the wife, because we had a lot of children dying, certainly of mumps and measles and those things, but that was 100 years ago, and with improved health and nutrition, why certainly the number of children who were dying of the childhood diseases was very, very small. I mean, we might be talking 20 or 30 in the entire nation. We have far more children dying as a result of the vaccines than ever died suddenly in recent years from that. So basically, there are many, many things. We have books on vaccination. We have certainly a 4-tape set on vaccination. We have talks on vaccination, vaccines and brain development, a talk by Dr. Russell Blaylock. You can get to my ministry, a very important talk to understand that basically vaccines can alter the brain, can have a profound impact on that child for the rest of their life. Not that every child is going to have a problem, but an awful lot of them do. And basically, asthma is a terrible catastrophe, and yet so many of our children are getting asthma. If they take the vaccines and they don't, you suddenly get the asthma and the other autoimmune diseases if they don't take them. Yeah. Does that give you some answer to your question, Dan?
Yeah, and what's the effect on adults? Because I haven't had any vaccines, but my question is, I was thinking of going into medical school. I'm in college right now, and to be a medical student, you have to get all your vaccines every year. And I was wondering what the effect is compared to children as compared to the adults.
You get into trouble. I will tell you, my son went into the military, and he developed a terrible response to his vaccines, and he almost died of respiratory failure. He really did. And basically, an awful lot of people in the military, especially certainly during the first Gulf War, this is one of the major causes for the Gulf War illness, was the multiple vaccines they gave those people. They'd give them 6 vaccines at a time. And we lost probably well over 100,000 of our young people related certainly to Gulf War illness. We never talk about that. The last thing they want is for the American people to know the truth. And so basically, the vaccines, I mean, some people can take vaccines and do fine, and others can't. And the number of vaccines, how they're given, how frequent, whether they're given and together, whether they're given suddenly over maybe every 6 months. I mean, there's certain times when I think the vaccines have been beneficial. I think the polio vaccine was wonderful. The only trouble is they put a cancer virus in it, and millions of people have gotten cancer from the cancer virus. And you're never going to read about that, but it's called SV40. It's a cancer virus. It was in the polio vaccine. Look at these things up. Certainly, if you want to go to medical school or nursing school, but just say, I'm not going to take the vaccines. Okay? Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Thank you, Dr. Ken.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Okay, just a moment here. This is Dr. Stan. We have David calling in from Santa Cruz, and David is simply expressing his concern about the possibility of an EMP attack. He heard our interview the other evening with Ambassador Henry Cooper, who has mentioned that hundreds of millions of people could die if there were an EMP attack. And I was simply going into the background of that statement and where you could verify that it is actually a very real threat. An EMP attack on America could totally disrupt our society. It could be headed off very readily, but probably about $2 billion. We give that much to Pakistan every year. $2 billion, we could get complete protection or almost complete protection against an EMP attack, and we're not doing it. And if you look at what's going on, David, it doesn't make sense. So if it doesn't make sense, there has to be another explanation.
Well, I've never read The Brotherhood of Darkness. I imagine that this would go into sort of like the Council on Foreign Relations, which has the emblem that actually contains 666 and things like that, sort of obscure, sort of upper echelon things.
Well, that's the Trilateral Commission that has logo with the three sixes in it, joined together by an upside-down broken cross. You don't even have to get the book. Simply go to their website, trilateral.org. Uh-huh. Trilateral.org, and look at their logo.
Okay, Trilateral Commission.
No, trilateral.org is the website.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to have to let you go. We're out of time, David, but I do appreciate so much your call.
Thanks a lot. I listen often.
Okay, God bless. Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We're running out of time. So this is the time when I have to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're out there listening to us across America, we do hope that many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family and helping us financially, because it costs $500,000 a year almost to keep our programs on the air and pay for the staff that we have. And basically, of course, it's a lot of this is voluntary donations. We do not take a salary. We take nothing out of here. We put far more in. We put a lot of our own money. But we want an opportunity to reach people. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, why, you can call us at 1-800-544-8927. You can subscribe to our newsletter. Why, you can join the Radio Liberty family and get our four best tapes, our four best CDs in the month, and our newsletter. Or certainly you can certainly get the various tape sets or videos or certainly the CD sets or books that we carry, and you can get a list of them on our catalog. You can get a list at our website at radioliberty.com. And of course, basically, we carry a line of health products, the things that you really should be taking anyway. And if you get them through us, they help us. They're a top-notch company. We pick them because they're a Christian company. And basically, the products come out over our line, but they're excellent products. And so, basically, most people should be taking supplementary vitamin D3 and vitamin C supplementary. They should certainly be taking supplementary magnesium. And and many of the other things that we have on the list there. So if you'd like to get a list of the various items we carry, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Ask for a catalog, ask for a list of the products, or simply you can go to our website at radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com, and pull this down, and you can get a list of all the various products we carry. And we do hope that many of you will give serious consideration to actually getting the products. I hope that if you're going to get them, you'll get them through Radio Liberty. We have a line of spices. We carry the Miracle 2 soap products. We carry the Berkey products. We have a number of things that help us that we think are good for you, and that's the reason we carry them. And so basically, we hope that you'll tell others about our program, encourage them to listen. But most of all, we want you to understand we're involved in a spiritual battle being carried out on a political and ideological battlefield. But it is a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. You need to get our book, Brotherhood of Darkness, our 4-CD set, Did Hitler Escape?
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
Hello?
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian and Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Beverly Cook and of Rich. And Beverly, of course, I've never met Beverly personally, but I've known of her for many years, certainly for many years we had. Her son, Steve Henninger, was here as a regular producer for our program, a good friend. He moved eventually to Washington. We don't see him much anymore, but his mother certainly is involved in setting up schools for the blind in Africa. And Beverly, I want you to give us the background, because his mother is blind, and she is suddenly spending her retirement years trying to help others who are blind. And why don't you give us the background of really what they going on over in Africa and of your ministry to try to help these people? Beverly, go right ahead.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Stan. I appreciate the fact of being able to be on this evening. And became a Christian. I came back into becoming a Christian about 10 years ago. And when I started to Gateway Church here in Scotts Valley, I really had a desire to be in mission. But, I am a blind person, and to go on missions, I definitely needed something to do. I didn't want to just go on vacation. So I was talking to the secretary at the office one time, and within a day, I was talking to somebody who was going to Ethiopia and needed to do something for the blind. So that was my very first trip
about 6 years ago was to Ethiopia. And I gathered up enough money and bought 50 canes and took it over there. And I've been in Ethiopia. They are very, very much in need of canes there. Lots of blindness over there, and they didn't even know what a cane was. And then a couple of years later, I made my first trip to South Africa with my own church, with Gateway. And there I took some canes again, and I was able to meet a couple of people, one of them being a man named Taluzani. And he had been totally shut down in his home, not even being able to use the outhouse on his own, and so on and so forth. And we showed him how to use this cane, and I told him how Jesus had changed my life. And he accepted Jesus into his life and had a great big, huge smile and just went to town with that cane. Well, I got an email a couple of weeks or months later from one of the local missionaries there, and it was to thank me for that cane from Togazani, because now he was able to go to the bathroom by himself and walk around the outside of his house. Well, the next year I went again, and this time we took Talking Bibles in Zulu, just the New Testament, and are you there?
Yes, I'm basically now Talking Bibles. Are these electronic Bibles? How is that Talking Bible?
Yes. Now, the ones that face by hearing, they are bigger ones, and they're New Testament, and they are solar charged, or you can wind them up. And I gave him one of those and totally delighted with it. And then I found out that that village was going to have their very first baptismal that next day that we were there. And so not only did I get to be at his baptism, but I also got to baptize him.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and health care you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 and ask about Garlazyme.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRFs. Soldiers love LRF rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRFs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space. such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life, lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Beverly has just started out traveling to Africa. First of all, to Ethiopia, and then, of course, to, as I said, to South Africa, and then she gradually began to develop a ministry to the blind in Africa. And basically, I mean, here's a group of people. Many of them have no contact with Christianity. Many of them don't know our Lord at all. And Beverly has an opportunity to go over there to help them with canes, to get them a talking Bible, either Old Testament or the Old Testament, I should say, either the New Testament or the Old and New Testament together, and people who've never heard the Word of God before, now suddenly utilizing these talking Bibles, are hearing the Word, and suddenly, but you go ahead and tell this story, Beverly.
Yes, well, this story right here is precious on all of our hearts that we just returned from South Africa, and is that when we went into this one home, there was this little boy that right away it was noticed something was wrong with his eyes. And he just sat isolated to himself with his head hung and wouldn't respond to people at all, even when they gave him new shoes and so on and so forth. And our interpreter, Deli, she called me over and she told this little boy that I was blind also. And so we hugged for quite some time. He sat down, he got up, he hugged me again, and his response to Deli was, I love her. So he captured the hearts of all of us, and I just could not stop thinking about him. Well, where it has led to is that Deli took him to the doctor a week later, and he was born with gonorrhea, and because he wasn't treated, he has totally lost his sight. He's 6 years old. And because his father is unknown and his mother has been missing for 5 years, they have no birth certificate on him. And so there is a blind school in Pietermaritzburg that they knew of, and so he is going to be able to start that school on April 14th. But Global Cane Outreach is going to sponsor him because of no birth certificate, then they don't recognize that you are a person. So the government doesn't. So so we're going to step out in faith, and we're going to support him. And it's $1,200 a year to keep him in this school. And his most excitement for him, but not knowing what it was going to be like, is he asked Deli, will I get fed once a day? So this is saving this little six-year-old's life.
And basically, you know, for the people living here in America, the idea that there's a little boy, I mean, the high point of his life would be, you know, getting fed once a day.
Yeah.
We're talking, I mean, basically, we live here in America, or we live in affluence, but the people who live in poverty in America here are far richer than suddenly even the middle class in many other countries. We live in a utopian society, totally unaware of the terrible suffering that exists in Africa. I know I lived there for almost 3 years with suddenly back in the 1970s, as I remember, and you know, it just it's such a different world than we live in here. But you go right ahead. Now, Rich, we have Rich with us. Rich, are you working with Beverly in this ministry?
Yes, Dr. Stan. Yeah, thank you for introducing me. Beverly asked me to help out when she started the Global Cane Outreach for the Blind. I was able to put together a website. And as Beverly said, our main mission is to outreach to the blind in third world countries, to equip them and train them, and also to give out audio Bibles to not only the blind, but illiterate people as well. Christ loves demonstrated through the giving of those canes and gives them mobility and independence and the sharing of God's word. You're right. It's a totally different world over there.
Have you been over there at all, or just simply from what you've learned?
No, I have. I've been over. Yeah. I went this last trip as well, and it was my fifth trip to South Africa. I had been on 5 mission trips to Romania prior to that, mostly working with the orphanage over there. But there's, you know, according to the World Blind Union and the World Health Organization, there's 285 million people that are visually impaired in the world, and the 39 million are blind, and the other 246 have low vision, 246 million. About 90% are living in third world countries. One of the big reasons for that is poverty. And poverty is both the cause for blindness and it's a consequence of blindness, because people with blindness are harder to hire. They don't have money, they can't go to school, can't get training, they have no work. So they are totally dependent on their family members if they have family members.
Anyways, well, this one little boy that, of course, you're having the school there, he doesn't have any family, and so basically, why, of course, you and Beverly has become his family, and putting him in school, at least he'll get one meal a day.
Exactly.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, that's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment for either Beverly or for Rich, give us a call. I mean, basically, this is a whole different world, and the reason I wanted Beverly to come on, it might be people would be interested in partnering with her in her efforts to reach these people who are blind, because, of course, she has a feeling of empathy for them, having been blind herself, and being blind herself. And basically, it is such a situation where certainly there is no organized efforts in many of these other countries to help people, and it's all charity from the people around them. But certainly, even the people there who are helping them are poor. I mean, poverty, I mean, you're talking about certainly a third of the population of the world are making less than $2 a day. A third of the population of the world is making less than $2 a day. And we live here in the United States. Anybody making less than $30,000 a year is considered living in abject poverty. We don't even know what poverty is about. Beverly, you go right ahead.
Here in this country, we get, as a blind person, we get a free cane. We get free blind training. We get free guide dogs. You know, we learn Braille for free. If we go to school, we get education for free. And in the other countries, this little blind school that he's going to be going to, it has 300 children in it, and they don't have enough canes to pass them around. They teach them a mobility lesson, and then they take the cane away because they don't have enough canes. So that's our goal, is to get canes to every one of the blind children in that school. And then it's global cane outreach. So, you know, then it's time to go on to a different country. And we have canes in Bolivia and in Honduras and Guatemala and Haiti and in Liberia and in South Africa. So little by little, we're getting out there. The one thing I would really love to do is be able to teach other missionaries how to do cane training and be able to have enough canes that I could send canes out with them so that more of these blind people that don't have anything could at least have a cane and a Bible in their hands. And, you know, that's a lot to a person who doesn't have anything. And of course, we know having the Bible is the most important thing.
Well, basically now you say you actually have then at least branches in the South American countries.
We have, we have sent missionaries, not we haven't, but we have given canes to different missionaries that have gone to these countries, and they have given blind people canes.
Well, now, do you have some sort of a special deal where you can actually get the canes that by buying them in bulk, get a better price for them?
I haven't had enough money to be able to buy them in bulk yet. So I just I got buy them as I can gather up enough money, and we're ready to send them on to wherever needs to go.
And do they have any sort of a welfare system? In South Africa, you've obviously been there a number of times, and certainly that's where I live. My wife and I lived there for 3 years in the mid-1970s. And certainly there was abject poverty there at the time, although certainly everybody had a job and nobody starved. My feeling is that things are probably a lot worse today than they were when I was there in the mid-70s. What is really happening there? Is there any sort of a system where people can get food, or when they get any help at all from the government?
Rich, do you want to speak to that?
I'll try. Go ahead. I'll try to, yes. There is government pensions, and there are grants, but you have to have paperwork to prove that you are in need and that you are who you say you are. Of course, they don't want to just give money away for nothing. It's a lot less than what we would be getting here in this country, even for those that can get it. And you're right, Dr. Stan, it is much worse than it was several years ago. The job situation is bleak at best for most people. The government is trying to sponsor some jobs and building projects and construction, but most of the time that runs concurrent with election, where a party's trying to win favor by putting people to work. Do you have to break right now, Dr. Stan?
Well, we're going to a break, but let's go ahead. You go ahead, because I'll let you know when we're going to break. Okay, go ahead.
We operate, Global Cane Outreach operates by donation, and we do have a website if people would like to help us.
What is the website?
The website is www.globalcaneoutreach.com.
Globalcaneoutreach.com. www.globalcaneoutreach.com. Yeah. You know, certainly with the average person, wouldn't even think of how important a cane would be to a blind person. But of course, then the people here have absolutely nothing. Live in abject poverty. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Hold that thought. What's the day we have Rich on the line? I suddenly saying that basically if you go to the website, what you learn about this ministry, of course, the Global Cane Outreach. But of course, they have pictures, certainly, of the schools that they have over in Africa. But basically, of course, in Africa and in so much of the world, suddenly the blind people live in poverty because they don't have an opportunity to learn to read. They don't suddenly, and most of them don't have access suddenly to a Bible. And what a wonderful thing it is to be able to provide them with a talking Bible where they can actually hear the Word of God. But Rich is simply telling us about their ministry. Rich, you go right ahead.
Okay, yes. I was telling about the website and the different tabs that we have on it, the pages, key facts about us, the photo gallery. We have a page of testimonials that people can submit testimonials if they've worked with us or seen the effects of what we've done. And then there's a donate page that tells you how you can donate. We're currently beginning our process of becoming incorporated and getting a nonprofit status. Right now, in the meantime, we're working through Gleanings for the Hungry under their 501c3 status. And they are in Sultana. Gleanings for the Hungry process is, I don't know, Dr. Stan, you probably know that organization. They glean fruit during the summers from the different orchards around that area, and there are teams that come in, volunteers that clean and slice that fruit up. It's put on big trays and dried out in the sun, and then they ship that food all over the world. Beverly and I have both worked at Gleanings for short-term mission trips. And so they have agreed to set up a fund or an account for us, and people can write a check or a money order to them and indicate it's for Global Cane Outreach. Also, we have a contact page on our website where if you want to ask questions, of course, it has to be someone that has a computer, as Barbara said, and you can give your name, your phone number, your email, and submit it, and it will go straight to one of us, and we'll get back to you.
And if not, of course, you do have the telephone number that Beverly put out just a few minutes ago. But I think it's important, ladies and gentlemen, know that there are these problems out there, and we really don't even think about this. One reason I wanted to have Beverly and Rich on tonight was to bring you, certainly to focus your attention on really the abject poverty, the abject problem that these people in Africa and in other African nations have. Now, are you still working in Ethiopia?
No, I have not been back to Ethiopia. to tell the absolute truth with it, my daughter was awfully nervous for me to go to Ethiopia. So I have not made that trip back again. We are talking about possibly doing a trip to Bolivia. We have one cane in Bolivia, and we have a missionary friend who lives there. So there's possibilities. My husband goes to Guatemala, and he's taken some canes down there. So I haven't lost the sight of Ethiopia, but I haven't been back.
Well, basically, of course, now, do they have schools, certainly, in South Africa? Are there, can any blind child get to a school? Are they very limited in the number of facilities available for the blind children?
If a blind child has a birth certificate, then the state will help out and help them be in a school, as what I understand. But if you do not have a birth certificate, which a lot of these young children do not, then you're not even recognized as a person. You'll never get a job, never have a driver's license. You just don't even exist. And so in order to go to a blind school, you have to be sponsored by someone who is willing to pay it.
Okay, well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. Our guest is Beverly Cook and Rich. Rich, what's your last name?
My last name is Puritan.
Puritan.
Puritan, yes.
All right, fine. Rich Puritan or Beverly Cook, and they're working together to through Global Cane Outreach so they can better help people, certainly, and blind people, as in Africa and in other parts of the world, get simply a cane. And people, you really don't understand how vitally important a cane is to a blind person, otherwise that they really have difficulty getting around. But a cane can give them the ability to walk, to get to the bathroom, to be able to function in society. And things that we take for granted here would be readily available. They're just not available in other countries. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You got a question or comment, give us a call. We'll be back in just a moment with Beverly Cook and Rich Puritan right here at Radio Liberty.
While the storm clouds gather.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. And ask about Garlazyme.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today.
A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. And, of course, our guest this evening, Beverly Cook, Ritz Puritan from the Global Cane Outreach. And basically, we have Herman calling us. Herman's calling from Carmel. Herman, do you have a question or comment? Incidentally, our telephone number, if you're out across America, have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Herman, do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I know that there are other listeners that may be retired and don't have a lot of financial resources, but are there small ways in which people can get involved, and how would that work? In other words, is there an address people could send a donation to? Could you explain that?
Rich, do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, actually, I did not hear the question, if you could repeat.
Well, basically, he wondered if there was an address people could send a donation to if they had a small donation they wanted to send in.
Yes, we do. You can send that to Gleaning for the Hungry.
And now, how do you spell glean for the hungry?
Gleaning for the Hungry, G-L-E-A-N.
Glean for the Hungry, okay.
No, it's G-L-E-A-N-I-N-G-S, Gleaning.
Gleaning for the Hungry, and what's the address?
It's P.O. Box 309.
Post Office Box 309.
Sultana, California. That's S-U-L-T-A-N-A.
Sultana, California. Go ahead.
Sultana, 93666. And if you would indicate that it's for Global Cane Outreach, it will get to us through that account.
And that will be a 501c3 donation, so it would be tax deductible. Okay, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Herman, do you have anything else you'd like to ask?
How many blind people are there worldwide? Because I've never seen any articles on that.
Well, as of the printing that I got from the World Blind Union, our World Health Organization, 39 million people are blind, and of those, 19 million are children.
Okay, Herman, anything else? So 19 million children, about 39 million blind.
There are more blind people in third world countries than there are in the United States.
I'm sure there are, and basically what a terrible, terrible tragedy that is.
Yeah.
So basically, certainly it sounds like certainly in many of these countries, well, they really don't have the facilities to teach people to read. Now, in the schools, do they have certainly the Braille books and teaching to actually read Braille in the schools over there?
The one in Durban did have a little bit of that. They also had one computer with talking software on it. But I do not know about this little school that this little boy is going to go to, because, like I said, one of our missionaries, actually our leader, stayed for an extra week and went to this school in Pietermaritzburg, and they didn't even have enough cane. So they're very, very short of any kind of anything. They really need a lot. So that's our goal, is to be able to help them. And, you know what, and talking about canes too, here in the United States and in countries such as ours, we have sidewalks and gutters and and stores and stuff like that. And where we're talking that we give these canes out to, they're just in the brush. So imagine not having any sight, and then imagine having not having any sight and just being out in the middle of jungle or, you know, in the brush and not knowing, not having anything to help you get around. So pretty much you just get stuck inside a hut, and that's your life. So these canes give them a little bit more life.
Okay, well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Beverly or for Ritz, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. That's 464-8295. You have a question about this, but certainly the really such a hopeless situation. And of course, these people, many of them never even heard the word of the Lord. And of course, one of the things that Beverly and Rich have done is to take them certainly electronic devices so they can actually hear the word of the Lord. And basically, I'm sure this is having an impact upon everybody. Really gets one of those, doesn't it, Beverly?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And to, like I said, to be able to leave one of these talking Bibles in a hut, we actually could leave the Word of God behind us, so that not only are they excited about having this new electronic device, but of course they don't have anything like that, but when they turn it on, they're going to, and it's in Zulu, by the way, they're going to hear all about God. So it's just, you know, it's a wonderful feeling to be able to be able to bless people with this.
And of course, Zulu is the language of the native of South Africa. It's the one language they all speak. They would all speak, in fact, I'll never forget, so when we were over there, we had a maid. She could speak six languages. I mean,
wow.
We were trying to learn how to speak South African. She could speak six languages. And basically, we paid her, she was well paid. She got a dollar a day and room and board. She was very, very happy. She was better off than most of the other maids, but a brilliant woman, a brilliant mind. And yet, of course, this is the way the society is structured over there. And I suspect it's a lot worse for the black today than, of course, before the communists took over. The communists controlled South Africa, unfortunately, today. Our telephone number, if you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Well, basically, of course, what about the churches over there? Did you have a chance to deal with any of the churches, or the churches have an outreach to the blind?
Not that I'm aware of, do they have an outreach to the blind, the churches. We have gone to Escort is the town that we've spent most of our time in, and they do have a Christian church there that we have attended every time we've been there. And they also have more up out in the you know, in the jungle, so to speak, that they have a Zulu church too. And some of our team has been able to go to that, but I personally have not been able to go to that particular one. And then the missionaries that live there, Elo and Deli, they actually start churches in these different villages. So that's a pretty awesome thing too. Rich, can you tell them about their new building that they have going up?
Beverly's mentioning we work with another ministry when we go to South Africa, and they have actually been part of or an outreach to Midlands Christian Center in Escort, but now they are going to seek nonprofit status. They're in the process of that right now, and we're given a piece of property by the Zulu Council out in an area called Ntamishlupi, and they're going to they're building right now a training center, and it's going to also be, there's going to be an orphan house there. That ministry, Walk in the Light ministry, is knows us and knows that if they come across any blind people, that they've been trained on how to train others, and we will give them as many canes as they need. So most of our work has been in KwaZulu-Natal province, and it's been in that area of around Escort,
All right, fine. Now, basically, is there any industry? Certainly, when I was over there, we just had an opportunity to go into some of the Zulu stands there, some of the native areas in Sydney. But they really were rather poor. They didn't have industry. They didn't have any manufacturing. They really were. Most of the people were unemployed. What about today? Most of the people have jobs. What is the living standards of the people in Bantu stands?
Yeah, it's not very high, Dr. Stan. Yeah, you're right. It hasn't improved at all. There's been a lot of, I think in the area that we work in, it's probably mostly agriculture. There were some big white-owned farms in that area, but now that the present government has taken over, a lot of the white farmers have moved out of the country. So there's more unemployment because of that. There's not a lot of industry at all. The biggest factory in town that supports the most people is a Nestle's plant, where they make coffee and grind it and package it and ship it out. So that's it for that area that we've been working in.
I see. And basically, Kristen, now what about the activities of the church? Certainly, are most of the people there Christians, or would most of them be more or less agnostics?
Yeah, they are Christians, but they have kind of a mix of their old customs, which included ancestor worship, and Christianity. They don't, well, most of them don't, even if they claim to be Christian, and most do. They'll have a mix of both of those. So it's a little different than what we have as a Christian faith here in the United States. But all you can do is just love them and try to help them with problems that they have and show them the word and hope that they come away from animal sacrifices to the ancestors and that sort of thing. And realize that Jesus Christ was the one and only sacrifice that we need, the last one, and there's no need for any of that other stuff.
Well, you know, it's really very interesting, having lived there and practiced medicine there. And basically, of course, very often, why we would have people come to us at the hospital where I practice. I was the chief of orthopedics at the Pelonomi Hospital in Bloemfontein. And basically, of course, most of the people then would come to us and they would have, of course, all the marks on them from the witch doctor. When you go to see the witch doctor, he uses a little scarring knife and you put these marks on them. So you knew with it that I've been to the witch doctor, and basically they'd always go to the witch doctor before they went to the white doctor. But it was just a whole different world. I mean, basically this mixture of certainly the occult and modern day world. And then, of course, working in the hospital, there were some of the nurses who were, Christians. Of course, they knew I was a Christian. Now everybody in the hospital, there was only one white woman, and she was the chief of nurses. There was one white doctor. Well, all the doctors were white. And basically, I said, well, why don't you have any black doctors? And they said, we tried to have black doctors, but because, of course, you have the tribal structure there in Africa, and certainly, if you're a Zulu, why, you'll have nothing to do with the Xhosa. If you're Xhosa, you'll have nothing to do with suddenly one of the other tribes. There are about six tribes, and so if you had a doctor there who was certainly a member of one tribe, why the other tribal people would do everything they could to undercut him. And basically, even in the hospital, if you were of certain tribes, why, and the nurses were a different tribe, you didn't get any food. An amazing, amazing experience. Does that sort of thing still go on over there?
You know,
I believe that it does. Yes, Rich, do you?
I wouldn't be surprised. We haven't heard anything like that, but we haven't asked those kinds of questions either, Dr. Stan.
Right.
We kind of try to stay on track with the blind support.
Well, I think that's your job. My job, of course, was to take care of people when I was over there. But the interesting thing, there were already very fundamentalist Christians. Oh, the nurses, some of them were very fundamentalist Christians, and they knew I was a Christian. And so basically, because they would always be there to help me, and they were just a wonderful help. And they, I mean, these were really Christians. They were not into all of this occult business, and it was wonderful to work with them. And basically, you could just tell they had an affinity for me, knowing that I was a Christian as well as they were. So this is really what they were looking for. And the only solution to the problems of South Africa would be Christianity. Having lived there, certainly the political solution that they've come out has just, I think, created more problems than anything. But of course, your job was not to worry about the politics, but how to help the blind people. So once again, I'd like you to get your address out, your telephone number, so our listeners, if anybody out there would like to contribute and help you with your ministry, they would know how to do it. Rich, why don't you get the website out, and then perhaps Beverly could get the telephone number out. But Rich, why don't you get the website out? People would know how to reach the website. And then where, if they wanted to send a check, they could, and Beverly can get us the telephone number.
Sure, I would. The website address is www.globalcaneoutreach.com. And if you want to mail a check to us to help purchase the canes average about $25, one of these solar-powered Bibles we can get for about $36. You can send a check, tax-deductible, to Gleanings for the Hungry, P.O. Box 309, Sultana, California, 93666.
And you always have to give your address twice, one more time.
Okay, yes. That is Gleanings for the Hungry, P.O. Box 309, Sultana, California, 93666. And please indicate that it's for Global Cane Outreach.
And Beverly, why don't you get that address, the telephone number people can call?
Sure, I'd be happy to. It's 831-588-8776. Again, that's 831-588-8776.
Well, Beverly, we're just drawing to the close of the program. What's the message you would like to leave with our listeners tonight?
If there could be, prayer is always helpful, of course, and we appreciate any prayers that you would be willing to send our way, and any financial donations of any kind. We also, on our website, have a PayPal button that, if you don't care about a donation, goes right to a Global Cane Outreach bank account here in Scotts Valley. So, I'd love to send my blessings to each and every one of you out there, and thank you for listening, and thank you for caring, and we appreciate your prayers.
And of course, I've never met Beverly, but I've known of her for years. Her son, Steve Henninger, worked with her very closely with us for, well, the better part of a decade. And certainly one of our producers here at the radio station, he always talked about his mom. His mom was blind. I never thought I'd ever have an opportunity to talk to her. Rich, do you have a parting thought for us?
Just wanted to thank everybody for listening in. Thank you, Dr. Stan, for having us on and giving us a chance to share what we do. I'm sure...
Hold that thought. Hold that thought for just a moment.
Okay.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. And certainly, we are not a tax-deductible entity because we want to be able to tell you the truth, and if we were tax-deductible, I wouldn't be able to tell you the truth. And I know certainly my friends who've tried to do tax deduction and then tell the truth and let people know what's going on have come under tremendous pressure. So certainly, if you want to help us, we'd love to hear from you. But I want you to know that we are not tax-deductible because we want to be able to tell you exactly what's going on, and we would not be able to if we were subservient to the government. And this is one of the big problems that goes on today, because the media is controlled, and basically the churches are not ordinarily, in many instances, telling us the truth about what's going on. Certainly, our educational system is controlled. Our major corporations are controlled. Certainly, the banking system is controlled. The media is controlled. And as a result, why the average individual doesn't really understand what's going on. So we do hope, of course, that if you're out there in the listening audience, you'll listen to our programs. As you know, we do 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. But it's an expensive proposition because we have to buy time on many radio stations. And basically, if we weren't getting very, very good rates from the hospital, from the stations, we wouldn't be able to afford to do what we do. And so we certainly it's take it or leave it. And basically, we have some wonderful stations, station managers who believe in what we're doing, who are willing to help us, and they do help us. And but we still have to come up with $500,000 every year we know you can't come up with that sort of money, but anything you can give to help Radio Liberty will be appreciated. If you actually would like to advertise with us, if you actually have a product that you'd like to advertise, that would be deductible. Or certainly if you'd like to, certainly donate to Radio Liberty or join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And if you join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, you get our four best tapes or CDs of the month and or a newsletter. You don't have to get that. You can just simply donate. But anything that we can talk you into doing so that you will help us so that we can maintain our network of support across America, because we do have listeners, and basically we know people are out there listening from the response that we get. And basically we know a lot of people are having very real financial problems today. And I can tell you one thing, and that is it's going to get a lot worse before this is over. I really fear that God is going to withdraw his blessing from this country because this nation has turned against God. And when a nation turns against God, God bring his judgment on that nation. And the only thing that's going to get any of us through this, I think, is our personal relationship with the Lord. And if you don't have a personal relationship with the Lord, why, Chris, you certainly need to listen to our programs regularly. You certainly need to listen to Pastor Billy Crone. And you want to get Pastor Billy Crone's DVDs, because on every DVD he has, he gives you a personal invitation to develop a personal relationship with our Lord. And recently we carry Billy Crone's DVDs on the Final Countdown, and each one has five or six DVDs in it, and there are eight of them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You need to see all of them because it makes things come alive, the fulfillment of the prophecies we're seeing carried out today. And then we have suddenly a new one on UFOs. I think there are 5 DVDs in part 1 and 5 DVDs in part 2. You need to get the information and you need to get it out to others. But you also need to take into account very seriously Pastor Billy Crone's personal invitation to have a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. So in the end, he tells you, of course, to pray and how to pray. So our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And we'll send you a catalog. Suddenly you get a list of the health products. You get the products we have. Our number 1-800-544-8927. Oh!